For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Peter, I was noticing, and I've noticed it a few times, that the social isolation during the pandemic has taken away little clues to what's going on in culture or life or the world for me. An example would be that I only learned this week that the critic playwright Eric Bentley died in August at the age of 103. And for those for whom that name may not be familiar, he was one of the most important critics of his generation, an authority on Bertolt Brecht and George Bernard Shaw. And for a period of time, for the 1940s through 50s into the 60s, one major work, critical work after another, discussing the theater, global theater, European theater particularly. And he had spent several years at the University of Buffalo, also at Harvard, also at Cambridge, also at Columbia, but Buffalo, where many people knew him. In fact, I think you were in a class with Eric Bentley, am I mistaken?
Well, I was. Not a class, but at Columbia I was a participant in a reading for him, and I remember everybody was really on edge, but I was just a kid. I didn't know, and he struck me as a very nice man, but we have come to find out he was really interested in listening to his words. So if you were reading his words, you were his friend.
And in Buffalo, Neil Raddus, the recently retired, and during the pandemic retired, founder, artistic director, executive producer of Alleyway Theater, worked with Eric Bentley at producing his plays. And we reached out to Neil to talk about how he knew Eric Bentley.
The Eric Bentley that I knew and loved wanted to be known first and foremost as a playwright. And much of my relationship with him was as director to playwright. Over the years at Alleyway Theater, I produced a number of Eric's plays. In 83, I directed, and Maxim Mazumdar starred in Eric's recantation of Galileo Galilei. I went down to meet with Eric in his Manhattan apartment to go over changes I wanted to make to the script. He was always determined to defend his words. But when confronted with a solid argument, he was also willing to consent to changes, but not without a thorough analysis. With Max's input, we ended up trimming about 20 minutes out of the play. So Eric flew in from New York to see opening night and was very pleased, but his focus was always on the script. Even on opening night, he wanted to sit and quiz me about the way the script was handled and how the edits did or didn't work. Eric never gave up on his words.
Well, over the years, we've known Neil Raddus has had to work with many, many playwrights and make many, many edits and revisions. It's kind of fun to get a little inside story about working with the great Eric Bentley.
It interests me in the obituary of New York Times. They mentioned Harvard, they mentioned Oxford, but these apparently important friendships in Buffalo and the work he did in Buffalo remained important to him. And Neil describes working on one particular project and then revisiting it for Bentley's 90th birthday.
In 1986, Alleyway hosted the original Canadian production of Unholy Trinity. It was a cabaret conceived by Max Mazumdar, made up of scenes from three of Eric's plays mixed with songs for which Eric had written the lyrics. Eric joined us for the September opening, and we had a cake and candles in the lobby to celebrate his 70th birthday. As a matter of fact, Eric joined the Alleyway advisory board that evening. Well, 20 years later, in September 2006, I directed the same show, but with a cast of Saul Elkin, Drew Kahn, and Chris Handley. We accepted the invitation to take it to Symphony Space in New York for one performance to help celebrate Eric's 90th birthday. That was a great experience, being able to connect between Eric's 70th and 90th. I stayed with him over that weekend. Eric was not a fan of TV, but I tried to introduce him to Jon Stewart in The Daily Show. I think he liked the politics, but didn't think much of the humor.
Well, it's no secret Eric Bentley always seemed a little bit at odds with popular culture, so I'm not surprised that he didn't like The Daily Show. And I think
had an aversion to Broadway.
Yeah.
And it's funny he didn't like The Daily Show. He's famous for this political satire cabaret he himself did. But be that as it may, Neil himself now describing his own retirement, he's handed the reins of the Alleyway Theater over to Chris Handley and Robin Horn, but seems to be, in his retirement, becoming Eric Bentley.
I've been spending my time writing and composing. I finished a new musical and a one-act play. When live theater comes back, when it's up and running, I'll have to be a defender and self-promoter of my own words, the way Eric Bentley was.
Well, we thank Neil Raddus so much for sharing those memories with us. Oh, and one more thing before we go. Happy birthday, Chita Rivera, who looked sensational in the inauguration concert on Wednesday and who turns 88 tomorrow.
And you can't get her to come up and celebrate it in Buffalo?
Well, social distancing.
Of course, of course. Silly me.
Right. For Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.